Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. We are back. We are back live on June, whatever date it is. I don't know anymore. But I know Sean Bragg wants to correct me anyway.
Oh, I'll let it slide. June 8th. How about that?
Lie like a dog. Welcome to another creepy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, for the most, the King of King himself. I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone line, I'm surprised he's on the show tonight, because last weekend, it was looting like crazy, not the stores down and everything, helping himself to RSTVs TVs and jewelry. His name is, ladies and gentlemen, Sean Black.
Yeah, well, but actually, the real name is Hot Rod, not just that.
You have to call me on the bus, that's for sure.
Oh, just like what you just did with me, right?
Anybody knows I would never do those type of things.
Okay.
There's a lot to talk about, so I'm sorry, you got something to say?
No. I just wanted to make sure that if the lightning strikes and you hear like a crackling in the audio while you're listening to it at home, you'll know why. So.
Yes, that would be on K-Dog, of course. But like I said, there's a lot of topics to talk about. Excuse me if I jump around left and right. I just want to get a few things out of the head, a few things out. So Kato and I were talking about earlier how for the first time I was in Manhattan today. And of course, last week we had like 12 days of protests, a couple of days of riots and all this other stuff. And down Fifth Avenue at a lot of stores, barricading them with all what that thing is called? It's called that, Sean? I have the brain parts right now. The woods.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. Barricade was all over the places. Saks Avenue, Zara, Hot, Gucci. It's a scene I never seen before. And like my Uber driver told me, it looked like it was hurricane season around here and down in Florida. But it's funny how we have New York was about to reopen up today, technically speaking, and a week ago. Let's say you have a business, you're losing a lot of money, you've been closed for over 3 months. Just for, you heard the business was about to open up, and what happened? The store got looted. For nonsense. Imagine how those people feel right now. Or you haven't opened up yet, and now you're afraid to open up. Well, you don't know. You don't know. You might be the next victim to get through it. Can't explain that philosophy, Sean Black.
I don't know where to start. Exactly. This is something that we've been seeing ad nauseum for literally almost 2 weeks since the first real protests started to go on. We've seen a lot of civil unrest. Like you said, you went into Manhattan for the first time in quite some time to look around. I actually saw a video on YouTube of a YouTuber that went to Houston and went to the Galleria Mall in Houston, Texas. And literally, like what you were saying, like we're figuring, well, a lot of these places are going to be opening up sooner or later. They're going to have to show finding out business-wise. Forget about the fact that we're in the middle of a pandemic. But now we also have to figure out now, after that's going on, we're going to have to start opening up businesses because people have to make money, especially malls and stores and all those kinds of things. They have to, make sure everything is going right. And as he went through the mall, and just like you were stating with being windows being boarded up, Zara, Victoria's Secret, K Jewelers, a lot of the rich, opulent places that you normally would see inside of malls and outside that would have their own mall, their own standalone stores, they're all boarded up. Literally, he walked through a four-story mall And I think he said something like 45 or 50% of the stores that actually bring the money in are closed. You go to Manhattan, Macy's is boarded up. And that's because there was looting involved. Victoria's Secret, a lot of other places, Sephora, Zara, a lot of those places, they're all boarded up because of the what's been going on throughout the country. It's really odd.
Yes, indeed. It is mind-boggling. And before I go to our next caller, Trump, your boy Trump, Sean Black, was giving
don't
usual
put
nonsense
me in that
speech.
One. Don't put my name next to that person.
Yeah. But during his speech, he gave he gave praise at how the unemployment numbers have gone down a little bit. But he had the nerve, and he had the to use George Floyd's name. If he was looking down, who would be happy how the number has gone up or down? I forgot what he said. Now, I'm sure, I know you was not shocked, but what was your thought overall?
Well, when the President of the United States, who has shown any ill attempts at leadership or any ill attempts at race relations, he's shown basically all of his cards many times over. But to actually invoke the name of George Floyd, the person that all of these protests are the impetus from, among all of the other things that we've talked about over the 5 years we've done this show, to bring that up and then to use that name to try to make sure that it makes him look in a positive light about, of all things, what he usually does, the economy. Let me get this straight. A man was murdered by police in broad daylight. Somebody recorded. And to say that he's going to have, this is a great day, George Floyd knows that this is a great day for America, for the economy, and et cetera, is one of the most disgusting, contemptible things I think I've ever heard and listened to. Am I surprised? I've learned to never really be fully surprised by this administration and by this president based on a lot of the things that happened. And I think that what is seeming to happen, and this is just from polls, and you already know, I've told you before, I don't buy a lot into polls, but at least they give you an idea as to where certain pockets of the country are. But it
Sean
starts
Black,
to look.
Don't you ever talk to me about polls? I told you many times. Don't tell me about polls.
Yeah.
Don't get me started.
But here's the. Yeah. But see, here's the thing. It seems from everything that you listen to, no matter where, no matter what news or articles you listen or read or websites you go to or news channels, et cetera, the president's numbers have been dropping. Among his base, the Republican base, I believe it's up to like 90% within the Republican base. And I don't think he's trying to He's not trying to appeal to anyone outside of that base. And what seems to be happening is while that base has kind of stagnated and stayed where it is, the people that are actually disgusted with him, that is starting to grow. And we're starting to hear pockets of Republicans now who would normally keep their mouths quiet about certain things. They're tired of what's going on now. So to hear... Yeah, we're starting to hear. What was that?
No, go ahead, finish.
Yeah, what we're hearing from other prominent Republicans that are now starting to challenge what's going on. We heard from General Mattis, who ripped the president. We've heard from Colin Powell, who ripped the president, I believe, yesterday on some of the news channels, the Sunday news programs. This is starting to become a sentiment now, and I think the American people as a whole have kind of gotten a little tired of this entire dog and pony show that this president puts on. As we talked about last week, he actually went and had tear gas thrown at peaceful protesters that were in front of the White House just so that he could make a beeline to a church to have a photo op with a Bible. And as I've told you, I think that's when this presidency kind of jumped the shark to a lot of people.
Okay. All right, we have Mika in the house. Mika, what do you have to say about that? Thank you for calling.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Okay. It's Monday, and I just got off the clock.
So you're like Garfield now, huh? You just hate Mondays.
Dude, I hate days that end in Y. That doesn't involve drinking.
Let me keep my mouth shut.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, because we all know you're a saint, which reminds me that halo's a little crooked. You might want to fix those horns. So, in regards...
Go ahead.
In regards to 45 and that whole church photo op, he not only gassed, there were only peaceful protesters that he gassed, he actually gassed the heads of that church. He did not ask their permission to even do the photo op. He has not stepped foot in that church in forever. And that right there is where even the church turned against him.
You can do whatever you want.
No, you can't.
Yeah,
you can do whatever
right.
You want, right?
Listen. Everybody wanted a reality show? Well, welcome to Survivor. How about that? Because that's what we are right now. In no uncertain terms, and with the Republicans turning their back on him, I'm sorry, I thought Mitt Romney was the capper. When Colin was like, and he started ripping. Now that man don't say nothing about nothing. But it's not the first time this isn't the first time that he's actually stepped away from a president. Remember, when Bush was in office, he resigned his own post because he couldn't stand what Bush was doing. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. He was like, son, we ain't about that life, and resigned his post. So that goes to show you, for him to come out again against a Republican president, that speaks volumes.
And it's becoming a trend.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, this whole thing with him and that whole thing where he invoked George Floyd's name. Not for nothing, people must forget, but I don't. I've done my little research on 45, and the toupee wearing orangutan is the son of a Klansman. Have we forgotten that? So anything he says or does towards black people is an automatic slap in the face, because at his heart, he is a racist. The bone spurs having what? Bone spurs? I'm sorry. How do we get out of serving?
No.
Oh, we have bone spurs.
You never
even served in the military. Okay, my grandfather and his brother served. So as far as I'm concerned, he's got no say on nothing. He's a joke.
Well, this guy, he has a saying, and I remember many times he said on the show that he does not believe Donald Trump is a racist. So to this point right now, Brother B, to this, once again, I asked you this question for like a million times. Do you think Donald Trump is still a quantum Mika?
Well, first of all, greetings, salutations, everyone.
Blah.
Sir.
Yeah.
What up? And I will say, Sean Black, president. And Hot Rod Spike president. Only because Hot Rod
is
in way more trouble. He has to be vice president. Because the vice president is low key. And he a little low key. But he'll get in more trouble than Sean Black. And Sean Black know the language to cover it up. But anyway.
You're right.
You know what you want.
To answer that question, I mean, a real talk. Listen, he don't like anybody. He don't like blacks. He don't like Mexicans. He don't like Spanish. He don't like whites. Anybody that doesn't agree with him, he doesn't like. That's it. It's all about his own self best interest. Listen, if you're one of those, if you're one of those nice Mexicans, you can roll. But if you're not one of those, then you can't roll. Like, I can't mess with him. And this is who he is. I mean, what are we supposed to do about it?
I told him out.
Accept it.
Well, I mean, to a point, yeah, because, see, listen, just like when you brought up Colin Powell. Colin Powell, he knew the game, but he couldn't take it anymore. And there's a lot of other Republicans that are on the same thing. They know the game. They just can't take it anymore. But it doesn't mean that they still don't back him, because what? If they back Biden, what does that mean? What does that say?
That will make the whole part, the Republican Party look bad.
Well, it already
has. Like the enemy of my enemy is my friend type of thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, because listen, what has Trump not done in the Republican Party? I mean, come on, he said years ago, if I was going to run for president, I would be a Republican because they're stupid and all this and that. Yet they still accepted him. He's embarrassed the party, but I'm sure a lot of them made money, and I'm sure a lot of them are getting what they want out the deal, so they can say what they want. But, you know, listen, he may be draining the swamp, but what part? Because if you look at a lot of popular opinion, a lot of people are just throwing stuff on Democrats. I mean, a lot of people, the Democrats aren't all out. Democrats. People want to find fault with the Democrats. And they're going for the, they're believing. So what do you do? What do you say?
But that's been nothing new.
Yeah, but like I said, I think he's just the overall. He he's way in over his head. They gave him a job
that he wasn't built for.
Yeah, and he's just keeping his head above water, making the way as he can. That's all he's doing.
Okay.
We get a full 30 seconds on that one, so we good.
Kato, anything you'd like to add on before we move on?
Well, yeah, sure. I'd like to add on a few things. You know, the most disgusting thing of all is that when you see Orange Boy out there, you know, you're using George's name just to get ahead and just to prove a point. What point are you proving? And many people, you're upsetting a lot of people, and a lot of people are pissed off about it. People within his own party. Because you know what? This is what Donald Trump has shown, lack of leadership. He's already shown lack of leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic, which is still going on. And now, with the murder of George Floyd, along with the murder of Ahmaud Arbery and the murder of Breonna Taylor and countless others, you've shown nothing. You're not showing any type of respect. You're not showing any type of leadership. You're not speaking to the nation. Instead, he's causing more of a divide within the nation. The nation's already divided, but you're putting a wedge, you know, by having people tear gas just so you could get a photo out. And by the way, he was holding the Bible wrong from what I heard from a lot of people. It's like it's outrageous.
He was
holding the Bible the wrong way. And when they asked him the question, is this your Bible? He said, it's just the Bible. I mean, the people in the church, you have evangelicals who are pissed off. He's pissed off a lot of people, and a lot of people said they're not supporting him within his own party. So that says something right there.
Like I said, this is a reality show. You can't make this
up. It is a reality show. Because look at Trump. He's a media whore. He'll do anything to be on TV. And I've never seen a president who takes to social media as much as he does. He goes off on social media every second.
Okay.
And I guess that lawsuit the legal stuff that he was going to do against social media, I guess that ended really quick because he hasn't left them since. After he said he was going to try and do something against Twitter because he was fact-checked for the first time since he's been on the platform, we're going to do everything to shut them down. And what did he do? He's back on the same platform.
Well, in regards to that, people in his, again, here we go with people in his own party, Barr, was like, no, that can't happen. Because if you do that, then we can't get our message out, and all of our sponsors can't get on, you know, we can't reach them, they can't reach us, they can't use the platform for us to get our group, our base. So, no, we can't shut down Twitter. I'm sitting there laughing because he doesn't even have to worry about Twitter because he's still got Zucker Tuck in his ass.
He's gonna learn too.
Mika. Okay, well, everybody. Mika, Hot Rod, Sean, Brother B. You say something about him right now. You go up on the TV and say something about him right now. Next second, you're gonna see him already tweeting. I'm like, damn, this dude. He's a media whore. He is a media whore. There's nothing new about that. He's a media whore. I mean, there's a crisis going on in your nation. You can't do a damn thing about it. Hey, listen, look. I say vote for Sucker out. Anyway, next. Go on, brother. Go on, y'all.
This is for Mika. Mika, I will give you 5 minutes on this topic. I'm sure you know this person. I don't know much about her, but Sean explained to me the other day.
Candace?
Remember, this is only like a...
Go ahead, Mika. I got nothing to say about Candace because she played a role, but what she failed to realize is those of us that know her know, Miss, there's no such thing as racism, went and sued her high school because she was a victim of racism and got like $37,000 out of it. And ever since then, she's been on this next bandwagon.
Yep.
Let's talk about, Miss Fake Freaking the Millennium, okay? But she ain't the only one. She's the most annoying one thus far, I tell you that much.
My goodness.
I'm sorry, when the broad breathes, the air comes out crooked. Because she's sitting there and she's talking how, you know, she doesn't support that George Floyd is a martyr. No one said he was a martyr. No one claimed he was a martyr. He just happened to be the unfortunate soul that was killed on freaking, who was killed while someone was filming it. How many others?
You can say that.
Okay, and which you know, growing up, they would have never done when we were kids, but that's a whole different story. TV ain't what it used to be. I'm sorry. But in regards to her, she's a waste of life as far as I'm concerned. She'd have been better with being spit or swallowed, whichever way you want to go with that one. She has no idea what she's talking about. Her facts aren't facts. They're made up BS. I mean, you marry who you marry. But don't start taking on that persona trying to make yourself fit in because, honey, at the end of the day, like Tiger Woods found out, you're still black. And they will string you up just as fast as they would anybody else. Because Omarosa thought the same thing, too. And what happened to her? What about Kubrick Sigourney and freaking Cotton?
The other thing that a lot of people don't realize, and this is something that the African-American community definitely knows about, when somebody like that actually goes so far against their own race, especially in the African-American community, the first thing that happens is after they've been used for whatever, it happened to Diamond and Silk, it happened, like you said, to Omarosa, it's going to happen to Candace Owens.
Stacey Dash.
The same thing, and this is what's going to happen. After they get thrown out into the street, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air style, they're going to get up, they're going to dust themselves off, and the first thing they're going to do is open up their hands and try to welcome themselves back into the African-American community. I can't believe I did what I did. The only reason why I did it was because, and there will be at least 15 million excuses as to why they should find shelter in the loving arms of the African-American community after they've thrown the African-American community into the toilet on their way to basically getting to whatever place they want to get to in life, whether it's getting money, whether it's getting attention, whether it's getting book deals, whether it's getting an agenda passed through government, whatever it is that their motivation is. And this happens all the time. And when the fall happens, it happens a lot faster and a lot harder than the ascension. And there's nothing there. There's nothing waiting for them at all.
No, and listen, we don't trade it. We don't trade it.
Allow me to say something. Excuse me.
Oh,
let me say.
Let me go then, UK dog. Go ahead, Mika.
It's not that serious. I just want to make one simple point. We've traded Kanye for Michael Rapaport. I'm good. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
Go ahead,
K-Dog.
When you look at Candace Owens, Candace Owens is a racist dream come true. Because when you hear someone like that degrading their own, and it's not like anybody was making George Floyd into a martyr. She basically said the wrong things. Everything she got was wrong. We're not making George Floyd a martyr. This was a man who was murdered by the police officers, and everybody saw what happened to him. And she had the nerve. When I saw the tape, I'm like, wow, you kidding me? Oh, that black people love to make lowlives, turn lowlives into heroes. That's what she said. Now, okay, look at the history of the United States. Now, how many lowlives do you see on your dollar bills every day? How many lowlives do you see them building statues?
Whoa.
How many lowlives?
To the side of Mount Rushmore.
How many lowlives do you see on Mount Rushmore? Exactly. Throughout history, hey, take for instance, hey, when we were growing up, hey, Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492. Think about
that. And landed in the Caribbean.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Brother B, anything?
Facts wrong.
Brother B, anything like that to add on before we move on?
Listen, she is the poster child of self-hate. That's all.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why I think
she beat Little Kim.
I'll give Little Kim a pass because with Little Kim it wasn't about color. She just felt ugly. This chick, she just hates the fact like she's like a color. She is, you know what? I'm gonna say it. We're gonna bring it like she's a color tranny, like a color tranny. Tranny of color. Like she feels like she's a white woman trapped in a black woman's body. That's what she is.
Let him bleach it.
Yeah, bleach it.
Okay.
Wow.
Ain't no more. Everybody's on fire tonight about this Candace person. And like I said, I didn't know about her until, of course, social media came up. And
that
Tony, you know, and Sean had explained to me. And there's a reason why I don't care for her. I'm like, wow. Now, but wait till
they shut
like that.
They shut down her GoFundMe page.
Oh, yeah. You seen that too,
yeah,
right? I cracked up.
Yeah, she can't. Mm-hmm. She couldn't do it.
Because they called her, they out and out called her. It was like, you're a racist. We don't want nothing to do with you. And they shut her all down.
No, they shut her down. You know what? She ain't coming. People like that, you know what? People like that are a danger to black people. They're dangerous.
Are they? But who's worse?
Like
who's worse? A black racist or white racist? What's worse?
They will turn, they will listen. Listen, didn't the house Negro go back and tell the master that the field Negro's planning to escape? They love the master more than the master love themselves.
Hot Rod, the black racist does the job for the white racist for less than the effort that they would need. So in that sense, if you're looking at who can do the most damage, the black racist...
Oh.
But the white racist has the power. The black racist is doing it basically for free.
That's why
did you see the
dream come true?
Did you see the Uncle Ruckus meme?
Yes, I did. Matter of fact, I got about 7 of them earlier today, and it's a sight to behold.
They just can't just like Uncle Ruckus. It was beautiful. I couldn't stop laughing.
Oh. Okay, now we have Lady T in the house. AT, thank you for coming and thank you for calling in. We talk about Candace Owens now, my new favorite girl of the week. There's anything
I was
to say about her?
I was listening to
her. Hey,
Lady T. Hey, y'all. I was just wondering why we're still why are we still expecting different results from certain Negroes is what I don't understand. I'm not surprised by any of this at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, why are we constantly expecting them to be part of the movement and what's going on. They're in a whole separate category by themselves. And then what you guys were talking about at the top of the show with Donald Trump and the photo ops, First of all, I'm just wondering, everybody is trying to fit in where they get in. They may not even have been for the movement or any movement, but they're doing mm-hmm. photo ops too. They're doing photo ops in the sense of going on their Instagram, just showing up at a spot, take a photo,
yeah.
and leave. We have that being done. Mm-hmm. We have photographers right now that are making great money on this. Did we think when the civil rights movement and stuff was going on that those nice footages that we saw, you think that was just caught by accident? They were ready for these pictures, just like everybody's yeah. ready right now to go to these events and things like that and go to these rallies and say, hey, I was here. So it's a new age type photo op. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the difference is, in all respect, is that no one got tear. No president has ever tear gassed a group of peaceful protesters,
exactly.
to my knowledge.
Yeah,
in
exactly.
order to go take a photo op holding
but
the
Bible. But you heard what you just
way.
Said. You heard what you just said. No other president. This is a different president, and why are we expecting different results from him? That's what I don't understand still.
Sure.
I am not surprised by any of this.
You got to step your game up, Mika. You got to step your game
well,
up.
Well, for
the,
me,
the
it's,
Bob,
it's
the
not,
Bob wire.
It's
look at the
me.
Bob wire. You seen what he
it's
did with the Bob wire
girl.
By the White House that he did with the
oh.
Bob wire. Hold on.
Yeah,
and you seen
yeah.
what? You seen
and
what people? Hold on. Listen. Right, and all of this. Listen to me. And what they did was turn it into a nice memorial, Black Lives Matter, this, that, they posted there, which, as they should. You know why? You want to put this up? We're going to do it a different way. And that's how people start thinking. You want to play with me? I'm going to show you how to fucking play with me, bitch. You understand
oh,
what I'm saying?
Bitch.
And that's
oh.
what they said.
Oh.
And that's what they said. So that's
Whoa.
Why people shouldn't fuck with people. Because
oh.
look
I
at what they did.
Oh.
Black
oh,
Lives
saw.
Matter.
All day.
Black
even
lives
the mayor,
definitely
DC,
matter.
Listen,
seeing how they showed
DC
him how Black Lives Matter
no,
with the barbed wire? That's not his Mexican
yeah.
wall that he wanted. You
how
understand
how
what I'm saying?
About the mayor, how about the mayor showed
exactly, that's
how
what,
about
that's
she
what
made
mean.
Pennsylvania ad Black
hold
Lives Matter ad?
Okay.
That's
hold
another
on.
Thing.
Hold on,
hold on.
Lady T, I love you.
yes. Remember the question that we had the other day? What's your intake about all of a sudden there's advertisement everywhere about Black Lives Matter or solidarity or people like Michael Jordan pledging money to research? Bank of America pledged $1 billion. What do you think about that? Do you think that's a moving forward or is there something more to that?
So let me tell you what I think about that. Just like how the Me Too movement started in a different direction, the Black Lives Matter movement was a different direction also. It was really the marketing theme, Black Lives Matter, to get your attention to where we're at right now. You understand what I'm saying? That was their motto. Yes, they mean it. Of course they mean it. But now with this going on, I feel like I don't know who the hell it is that's in the mix that want to turn it into something more than what it is. You understand what I'm saying? As they
yeah.
always do when things are
mm-hmm.
trending. They
well,
always
they can make a profit.
It's
they can
trending.
Make a profit.
They can, you
make
can
profit.
Make a big profit right now in marketing, believe it or not. It's humongous off of this.
Wait, Sean,
you understand what
I
I'm saying?
If I may ask Lady T and Sean Black, and not to say anybody else wouldn't know, but did Uber and Lyft really give money to the movement, the Black Lives Matter movement?
Everybody's giving money right
it.
Now to it. Everybody is to look good
oh,
and
yeah.
great. Your company
yeah.
is the best right now. This will rocket your company up because you're for that movement. Everybody
and,
is for it.
But where's the money going?
Uber
even with all
Uber
of this going
late.
On. If you don't, if
late
you don't
Uber,
do it, like I give you a perfect. I give you a perfect example. If you are a business. And you are not looked at as doing something in that sense. You're going to be branded with the scarlet letter, which is the R word. And
exactly.
the R word
mm-hmm.
in today's society is the closest you can get to being called a pariah. Because right now, being racist is not profitable. Any of the companies that come out here, like I'll give you another example. What's her name? Kylie Jenner, or one of the Jenners, got into hot water because she was protesting. I believe she had put up a picture saying something about Black Lives Matter, and she had her hands up. She was wearing a black mask with a black tank top, black jeans, and had her hands up. with a sign that said Black Lives Matter. The only problem is she didn't show up in protest. It was photoshopped with the words Black Lives Matter. Like somebody photoshopped a poster of the Black Lives Matter thing in her hand to make it look like she was at a protest. And they knew that this was photoshopped because they looked at the shadow of her reflection on the floor, and it just had her hands in the air. So now she's getting flack for that going on. And in all of these businesses that are out there, in entertainment, we're starting to see anybody that has either said or done anything at the hint of being misconstrued as racist, like Mark Wahlberg is going through it now. He went through something in his past where he got into it. I think he beat up a Vietnamese kid when he was 18 years old, and he served jail time. And he went through saying the N-word and all of these people that have had things in the past. Somebody that did blackface, Julianne Hough, she was doing one of her live broadcasts of whatever workout she does, and she was going through this epiphany. I can't believe the pain that I caused, that I've gone blackface at a costume, et cetera, et cetera.
It's called regret.
We're starting to see this now. That white
regret.
Pain that we always talk
about. That's not regret. That's they don't want to lose our money.
Can I ask y'all a real question?
With this whole topic, after all of this is done, which you know it will be done at some point, again, it will be most likely, God forbid, repeating another cycle, what are we going to go back to talking about? Makeup, bundles, sneakers, Gucci, what are we going to be going back to? You understand what
we're
I'm saying?
We're going to go back to talking about
everybody got a lot of conversation. We're going to, if it's still there, that too. That's my point. So people need to really think about things like this.
Because, you know, and I said this before about, you know, we get outraged one day and then back to business another. This right here, I feel that we shouldn't get back to business. The fight's got to continue. But it's up to the people to, you know, keep the fight going.
The fight has always been continued. It's been continuing for 100 years now, almost 100 years. It's always been going on, and that's my question that I'm asking you. Wigs, bundles, makeup, selfies, what we going back to?
We're going back to the norm.
It should never go back. We would think like that, but 100 years later and y'all ain't learned. You get my point that I'm making? Like, it's crazy to me.
I still don't use Dove soap for that commercial.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't use any of those products. Oh my gosh, no, that's real.
No more either.
I never used it. I'm just curious. When you see it, you'll see why. I'll give you the Cliff Notes sample of a black woman.
Sean, no. You know what it is? They want me to look it up so when I'm on tomorrow, I can be more outraged.
Yeah.
Really go into this.
No,
that's all it is.
Exactly. But I need to address this to Brother B. Brother B, last week on the show, we were talking about the code among the cops, about how they protect each other all the time, it is, especially George Floyd, when the Asian cop looked the other way. I have talked to other cops for many times about other situations, and you're right about it, which I've got very upset, how these cops will look out for each other at the end, even though they know that they're wrong. Now, do you think there should be a new police reform, and also should there be defunding in the police force?
Nah, I don't think there should be any defunding. I mean, when you look at it, if you're going to take away money from the training that they don't pay attention to, they don't need tanks, they don't need military style weapons. Is there certain things that they, you know, they just don't need? There's certain things that just need to be shut down. But I mean, the code between the cops, I mean, it's deeper than that. Especially when it comes down to the fact that you got a lot of black cops who can't say anything because if they do, you know, they're going to be ostracized. They're going to be given a shitty assignment. Anybody that goes against those that hold the badge that close, you know, something's going to be done to them. Whether you're black or Hispanic, you can't go against that code. So just like all the other officers there,
they had to either be a part of it, because that Devin Chauvin dude, he was probably the lead dog, probably the oldest one there. So they're not going to go against him. They're going to let him rock and do what he do. And if they don't back him, if you don't back your partner, what are you? You go back to the precinct, you're a piece of crap. Oh, you ain't this, you ain't that. You know, things are going down and you didn't do anything. You know, that's what happens.
I think
they should take away. I think they should not have certain things. I mean, come on, what does the police force need to train for?
Ben Carson just opened up his mouth and I want to just choke him. Anyway,
I don't even know why
I just want to choke him. But I will say this much. I am all for them redirecting that money to community programs. I was saying this the other day as I was unfortunately watching de Blasio speak Spanish. They're talking about, you know, taking this money and doing this and doing that. Well, you know, when we were growing up, we had the PAL. You want to try to force this quote unquote community outreach thing you want to do oh so badly? Why don't you start by bringing that program back and let's see what happens? Because in all honesty, a majority of those cops that participated in that, especially in my neighborhood, the kids actually got to know them. And when, God forbid, those kids got in trouble, those same officers actually helped them out.
Yeah, but you have to have those type of police on the force.
And this is,
you have to have
and
those
this is also
community
very true.
Based. Yeah, but you have to have those type of cops who want to be a part of the community. You have listen,
but
I
you
have
know,
this thing
you,
where I don't really believe, and I could be wrong, but if you're not a part of the five boroughs, I don't think you should be doing a job like
absolutely
a cop
not.
In the five boroughs.
Wait,
because the five boroughs is a totally different beast. And if you don't live in it or you didn't grow up in it, then you don't understand the dynamics of it. And a lot of these cops
absolutely.
Don't come from the some of the most of them.
No, they come
the
from
boroughs.
Long Island. They come from Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
They come from a few of them probably live up in Connecticut.
But you guys know why though. You can't work just like certain things. You can't work in your district, in your zone where you live.
Yeah.
So that's
well,
the reason
I mean,
why it
well,
flipped
they,
around.
What
and then some
well,
I put it,
if you,
I mean, you can live
in
Brooklyn
put you
and work
in
Queens.
Or Bronx.
Yeah. Of course. That's my point.
Okay.
Yeah.
That you can do.
Okay, Sean Black. Hold on, Sean Black.
Yeah. Now, part of the problem that we've seen, as was just brought up, is the fact that when we're talking about policing, a lot of the people that are in whatever police district they're in, they do not know the neighborhood, the area. I've had family members that were in the police force. So knowing what they have to do with their training, the first thing that they do is they partner them with someone else, and then they put them in a district outside of where they're from. And when you couple that with the fact that most people, especially African Americans and Latinos, that don't have a trust to police in the first place, there is no fostering of relationships in communities that would need to have them. There are a lot of communities that are underutilized. They are underpoliced. They are underfunded, and they also don't have enough of these same programs that would actually prevent a lot of the crimes that we see going on today. And every time that we hear about, well, there was this bad apple, there was these couple of police, we know not every police officer is an evil bastard. We know that. But here's the thing. We can't complain about a couple of bad apples when the entire orchard is poisoned. And that's the problem that we have with all of the stuff that's been going on, all of the poison that's been seeped into the police departments around the country has started to come to the surface. And the reason why, we know that a lot of the policing that has happened in this country for as long as we know was rooted in slavery. And a lot of that mindset still has not changed. A lot of people don't realize a lot of the history that has happened from the police department was rooted in catching slaves. That was one of the purposes of why they were around. Now, hopefully we said we've evolved from that point, but how much have we? And I think that's what a lot of this defunding the police argument is coming from.
Okay.
They're doing
K-Dog.
It even down to defunding the police. Sorry, as far as getting rid of school safety also. which I thought, is anybody thinking we need school safety?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, indeed.
I think they need to be trained better.
Yeah.
You know what it is? That is a huge problem within the community, because you have a bunch of these cops. I mean, when you look at their background, like, there's been many instances in which police brutality has happened, and yet where the cops are from. They're either from way out in the suburbs in Long Island, and you're putting them in a place like the Bronx, or you put them in places like in Brooklyn. That causes a problem. And many of them who are from Brooklyn, you're putting them in Manhattan, you're putting them in the high-end areas. And this is a huge problem. They're not going to take any cops from the neighborhood and put them in the neighborhood that they live in. They're not going to do that. They're going to put them all over the place. And that's the problem. That's the problem. You know, and
they need better
things. You know, you got to put them in the, you got to help, you know, if you want better things, you got to put the police that live within the community, that know the community, that can help the community. That's what you do.
They wouldn't do that for the simple fact that if I knew you, I wouldn't arrest you. They're afraid of that. I wouldn't arrest you. I live in the same community that you're very familiar with.
You know, old school policing is no longer there. You got these young bucks. The first thing they tell them is shoot first, ask questions later.
Exactly.
That's just what it is now. It's all
and
about
another
numbers,
thing,
too.
Honestly, is that they're bringing these guys in from war that are suffering PST. You know, they're suffering post-traumatic stress disorders, and you're turning around and you're making these people cops. Like, are you freaking kidding me? This guy just came back from killing, like, 20 people. And you're giving him a gun and telling him, go ahead and be a cop? In the Bronx?
Okay.
Are you freaking
Mika, how about the cops that seen other things with their partners? They suffer from PTSD, too. Remember, they was talking about police officers suffering from that just earlier, or late last year, actually.
Yeah,
they do.
And
that's what
I'm going to come out. So when
they're
seeing certain,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm saying to myself, why would you give them this?
Close to.
Okay. Wow. All right. But our last topic is a little bit about sports. We got Drew Brees and his statement about taking the knee for the national anthem. That we still doing that. In addition, Roger Goodell and the commissioner made an apology that the way they handled the kneeling was wrong.
What's up?
And back to Colin Kaepernick again. So basically, ladies
until,
and gentlemen,
until 8 a.m.
Are we
moving? At 8.
Sean, what
but
do you
of course,
think about
all these
NFL?
Guys just over here talking. Now they move.
Well, okay. I don't know.
The one thing that we can talk about here when it comes to this whole NFL part of it. First of all, I'll attack it from the Drew Brees part. Drew Brees is coming from the aspect of the overly patriotic white male who does not have the experience of what the opposite side of his patriotism looks like to African-Americans and Latinos. Because there is a very different view of patriotism. The same patriotism that he talked about was the reason why he said that he would never kneel. He has two grandfathers that served in the war, et cetera, et cetera. There were tons and tons of African-Americans that fought alongside his grandparents, and when they got back from the war, if they were be able to live, they weren't able to have any of the same rights that those same white people that fought got. As a matter of fact, some people didn't even have any benefits at all coming back in there. So now that's that part. The second part that I'm going to hit is what you said about Colin Kaepernick as far as the NFL. Notice Roger Goodell saying, well, we didn't have the we got it wrong, et cetera, et cetera, proves two things. One, the league as a whole did not care about the Colin Kaepernick ideology as far as why he was kneeling to begin with. Second of all, it was very telling that Roger Goodell in his entire league given apology, which was blessed by the ownership, he did not once mention Colin Kaepernick's name, the person that is responsible for the protest to begin with. So that shows the hypocrisy that the NFL went through, and it also highlights the fact that when we go through all of the things that are going on now, Kaepernick was way ahead of his time in getting the attention here, And all it showed was that for that league, it was all about money.
So, let me give this question to Max. Max, thank you for calling in. Should the NFL give Colin Kaepernick a job now to make up for a time lost? And what are your thoughts about the kneeling situation? Max.
Well, hey, what's going on, everybody? As far as the Colin Kaepernick, he shouldn't pursue it. He should let it go and to focus more on social awareness. If he takes the job, everything will change. And, of course, the NFL will look good. It'll be a closing ending for them. So he shouldn't even give them that pleasure. As far as the New York situation, what's going on around the whole world, to tell you the truth, it's tragic, but, again, racism was the one that was taking the back seat. That was the problem. We have focused on other matters and didn't focus on the oldest pandemic in the world, racism. That's our fault. And we left it in the hands of a black man that was in office for those 8 years, and many deaths had happened during his term. And sorry to say, the whole nation witnessed him ignoring all these deaths. That gave all red lights for all these other people to begin attacking us more once they saw him ignoring us. So that was his fault as well. Now, come to the conclusion now, we have to move forward. Move forward meaning now we have to reorganize and start saying ourselves, there's a lot of positions out there that we'd never pursue, a lot of professional positions, teachers, education, board of directors. We need to pursue these types of jobs. We ignore them. All we keep thinking about is entertainment, entertainment, entertainment. There's a lot of jobs out there that we're supposed to be pursuing. We need to take advantage. New York City is one of the oldest cities and it yet has a black-owned bank. No black-owned bank in New York City. Boston has it. L.A. has it. New York does not have a black-owned bank. We got to discuss about the redlining. Redlining is stopping black people from owning decent, respectable homes. We need to focus on these things. It's important for us.
Mika?
Wow. Well, I do want to address one thing. Max's statement about how Obama was in office for 8 years and didn't do anything, that's not completely accurate. Every time he did try to speak up, he was silenced. Again, you have to understand that. That actually, that narrative needs to be addressed. We as a community need to understand exactly how politics itself works. When you are a Democratic black man in that position, you are constantly being pretty much shut out, even though you are the president. McConnell, who was in the Senate at the time of Obama, strictly said, anytime he's bringing something up, me and my party is shutting it down. As many things as he wanted to speak out about, he couldn't at that time. So it's not that he didn't want to. It wasn't that he was giving them free rein. Again, you have to look at where all of that is at. Okay?
Okay, I'm sorry.
No other president.
I'm sorry. I have to get to
the
right
president,
now. Time is running down.
Okay. Long story short.
Go ahead, Lady T.
Something I want to say off of what Mika just said is absolutely correct. And if you guys are everybody that's listening, that's fighting for the cause, if you are blind, when you get to a certain point of this cause, you are always silenced, no matter what you do. Second thing, something that Max just said as far as going to be, you know, board of directors and all these things that you listed, it has to have also open availability for that. And sometimes these people behind the scenes already know who they want in those positions.
Yes.
So something that you said with Kaepernick also, yes. Kaepernick, he never stopped doing Black Lives Matter. I remember him and Nick Cannon on his show like a year ago talking about this. And they asked him, why doesn't he stop? He said, does the cause stop? So he's never stopped. As far as him doing it for the NFL, it was never about the NFL for him. He was hardcore in his cause. And that's my point that I'm making. We're not here for photo ops. We're not here to say, hey, guys, I'm here. He's really for the cause. In it, regardless if it's working or not, regardless if you guys are saying no, he's been in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something we have to realize. All right,
quick.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Sean, real quick, what do you have to say?
It's what has gone on throughout time, and everything is just boiling to the top now. And when you start to see white people that are now saying that this is a problem, this is when it seems to become a movement. When it's just pockets of black people, oh, so it's a riot here and there, or this something will happen, et cetera. But when you're starting to see tons and tons of white people, when you start seeing stuff happening in India and Europe and in parts of England and all over the world, that nobody knew who the heck this guy was. Soccer players putting George Floyd's name on their arms. Then obviously it hit a chord somewhere, and it's not just this one instance. It's just a cavalcade of things that have happened in the past that just brought everything to the forefront.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. K-Dog, quickly, you have a minute.
Quickly, number one, stop blaming Obama for what happened, because this has been happening long before President Obama was even in office. And second, we have to keep the fight going, and also we got to have each other's back. And one thing we do got to remember also, let's remember the families of what they're going through. Let's keep them in our thoughts and keep them in our prayers. And remember, we all got to do what we got to do to make things happen, you know, just not just one day, but every day.
All right, and Brother B, you have a minute?
Yeah, all I can say is don't forget. Now is not the time to forget. Don't let up. You know, keep the pressure on, and, you know, just when they want to convince you that they're not a part of the charade, they are. You know, put your dollars elsewhere. You know, it's not like we haven't done it before. We can do it again. All it takes is, you know what I'm saying, unity and tenacity, and we can pull it off.
All right. And Max, you have a minute. Anything like to add or respond to what they said?
No, not really. It's just a minute will not do. That's all I have to say. 1 minute will do. Trust me, it will be war.
No. There's no war here. No, you have a minute.
No,
I'm coming up. What you have to say?
We're all knowledgeable people. We're all knowledgeable people, but professional. We all know we have a man in the White House right now who's a nutcase. He's very gone. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, in historic reasons, we've had other presidents in the past that have made efforts, what they want to do in their own agenda. Now, I cannot see Obama not even putting at least a cent to try to say, okay, I want to throw something out there because I can't just listen. I got to take action because we had a terrorist that killed people in the church, and they couldn't even say the word terrorist. The man couldn't even say the word terrorist to his young kid. Then you had a man, Eric Garner, who died, and he couldn't even utter the word about that as well. He could have just attacked the PBA and criticized how they handled their business as a police department. Then you had a missing woman, black woman named Sandra Bland, dead. To this day, it's a mystery of how she died, whether it was suicide or it was murder. But these are the hands on this president. I'm saying everybody has to take responsibility. Obama has to take responsibility regardless. He has a voice. He's in the White House. So don't make it seem like he had no power. He had certain amount of power.
When he spoke up about Trayvon, you're negating is that what happened when Trayvon got killed and he spoke up, and you're not understanding what happened after that.
Oh, I understand what happened to that, but it was repeated, and it was ignored.
It was ignored because they silenced him. They silenced
Thank
him.
You.
They silenced him after the trade one when he spoke up.
That's impossible.
You're missing that point.
No, it's not impossible.
No president has ever been silenced. That's been proven.
Every president
exactly,
because
they were not black. They were not black.
Every president prior to him has been white.
Exactly. Why nobody talking about this president not talking about George Floyd? Because this president hasn't spoken out about George Floyd. We can
all he's done is use George Floyd as a photo op.
Yeah, as a photo op.
You can tiptoe your first term, but when you get your second term, all hell breaks loose. You can let it all out how you really feel.
Okay, guys, Max, K-Dog, Brother B, Lady T, Sean Black, and Mika, of course. Guys, thank you so much. Tune in tomorrow night to the menu right here on Blog Talk Radio, 8:30 p.m. Guys, thank you so much. We will probably continue this conversation again
next time. I'll let you know when. Thank you, guys, and have a good night. Stay safe.
All right. Good night.
Remember, Jesus love you.
All right, guys. Keep it safe.
Oh, boy. Good
night. All right. Good night, y'all.